This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
When you wake up in the morning and the light has hurt your head, the first thing you do when you get up out of bed is hit that streets a running.
The story up on Europe Wars, that's europe.infowars.com. Armed Klan turns German club into war zone. And the police are trying to cover up that it's Islamic, but they later admit it is. This is happening everywhere. So this is the tribalism. We bring in giant third world populations from very clan-based, gang-based systems and then think that this isn't going to happen. So that's coming up. Vox Days riding shotgun with us for the hour. At the bottom of the hour, we're going to open the phones up specifically for any questions or comments you have for him or I. What's happening in the world today. But just since he was on with us a month ago, I've been banned on PayPal. That happens in like 7 work days. They're going after us in a bunch of ways behind the scenes. They are really crazed. And I know they've banned and attacked Vox as well. We don't need to really get into his bio. Everybody knows Vox Day. Vox Day is a best-selling author. But SJW is always lying. SJW is always double down. He's the lead editor of the comic system he's launched. Is very successful. We saw the comics at InfoWarsStore.com. He's also a game and technology designer. He's the creator of Info Galactica, the SJW free alternative to Wikipedia, VoxDay.blogspot.com, or Vox University, VoxVersity.com. This is a short segment. Some stations don't carry it, but I want to get you started here. What is front and center for you, Vox, with all the craziness going on in Kavanaugh and 41 days out and the harassment of conservatives everywhere and the left really forming into a fascistic group? How would you describe the current climate right now?
Well, I think that whoever said that everything that is happening across the West is prelude for civil war is a pretty good way of describing it.
And who are the main players?
Well, the dividing lines are predominantly globalist versus nationalist, but there's a lot of subdivisions within that. Right now, there is a de facto alliance of the various identity groups that are making up the Democratic Party, plus a shrinking subset of the white American population. And then on the Republican side, you've got it's divided because you've got the Trump faction, which is essentially civic nationalist and predominantly white. But then you've also got the small group of actual nationalists, and then you've got the group of people who are sort of big business globalists, but are still otherwise on the Republican side. So it's all a mess right now, and it's going to continue to get worse because all of the trends are simply pointing to more conflict.
I agree. That's why Trump's desperately trying to launch a stability project to not have this global meltdown.
Well, there's no question, but as great as the God Emperor is, and he is the best president that we've had across the 20th century and into the 21st century, no question, I don't know that his civic nationalism is up to understanding the magnitude of the task. You know, a lot of us who were steeped in the civic nationalist concept of the United States find it really, really hard to accept the reality that it's not a viable plan. Assimilation is not a viable plan when you've got 65 million people who have entered, when you've got 40-some million people who don't speak English at home. You know, we're well
and
past.
They've been weaponized to make sure it didn't work.
Oh, no question. You know, there is a number of interested parties, both inside the United States and without. And, you know, before somebody leaps in and thinks that I'm just talking about Israel or something, I'm not. I'm specifically talking about a number of other countries and global rivals. And that's bound to happen.
Well, we should talk about the big pieces from 35,000 feet and then zoom in with Vox Day straight ahead.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Smart guy, video game creator, patriot, comic book pioneer, you name it, VoxVersity.com. Why InfoWars is under particular attack and why they're genuinely obsessed with it? Because I can get I'm an easy target taking stuff out of context, and I thought that was it for a while. But now I talk to people involved in the government and the enemy side some, and they are literally obsessed with InfoWars. And I think it's because they see it as the spirit of Americana. And they're threatened by the whole pantheon of guests we have on, and they somehow believe if they can shut us down, that that will be the blueprint for shutting everybody else down. And then, Vox, I want you to get more into the 35,000-foot view of the globalists and what they want, what makes them tick, so people understand why they go out of their way for power and control and why they target innocence and can civilization be saved? Because it's true, the paradox is, prosperity makes monsters, adversity makes men. Liberty has created so much freedom and so much wealth that the average person is becoming more decadent and slob-like. But just like there's Newtonian physics, for every action there's an equal and opposite reaction, we're giving the choice with Trump and nationalism and all the things that are happening. We're just as powerful as the evil, in fact, even more so. But people are seeing kind of the ghost side of what the globalists are doing, this projection of resistance, but it only becomes real if we step into it and make it the future. We can't just see the paradoxical doppelganger of the New World Order and think, oh, look, we're winning because it's there. We have to push it like a sailing ship has to have wind in the sails. Does that make sense?
I think it made elements of sense. Yes.
It's a large gestalt, but just go from that about how do we beat these people? Can we have a real victory, or is it just a stopgap measure with Trump's what I'm getting at, and then why is InfoWars under such attack?
Well, let me start with the second question first. The reason that InfoWars is under attack is that InfoWars and you, Alex, are two of the biggest challenges to the narrative that they are attempting to push. And so they can't stand any challenge to the narrative because their narrative is false, and they know it. And so when they are looking out at who is opposing them, what they see is they are shocked, they are astounded, and they find it impossible to believe the number of listeners you have. They remember, they were surprised that Donald Trump got enough votes to beat Hillary. They don't have an accurate understanding of the divisions within the country. They think that they're much more powerful than they are. They think they're much more popular than they are. And so InfoWars challenges that directly, because when they look at the fact that, you know, only 2 million people watch their cable news television show, or only 5,000 people follow them on Twitter, the fact that you have a large following on Twitter, the fact that you have a lot of YouTube subscribers or whatever, they find that personally offensive because that reminds them that they are considerably less influential than they believe themselves to be.
And all their ratings keep going down, 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 down. Are they ever going to give up, or are they just going to become more insane?
They will always become more insane. They're not going to give up because I address this actually in my book, SJWs Always Double Down. And they're driven by a sense of inferiority. And they're driven by a sense of self-loathing. And this causes them to need an external opponent. You know, you feel a need for them. I mean, I know it sounds funny, but to a certain extent, you complete them. And so without you, they don't have a mission. Without you, they don't have a jihad. And so, you know, these social justice warriors are focused on eliminating the threat to the narrative that you represent.
I think that's beautifully said. And so they've chosen InfoWars as the archetype to be destroyed. And it's just, that was a selfish question, but I agree with you. That's what they're doing. Meanwhile, we already did our damage years ago. Everything else is gravy. I don't think they even understand the young people being brainwashed in the public schools are totally, I mean, that's what you've done with your comic books. They're already bestsellers. They're rebelling, aren't they?
Oh, there's no question. It's actually kind of shocking to me as a middle-aged man who was, you know, raised with classic American civic nationalism, you know, very proud to be colorblind, all that sort of thing. It's been a real shock to me to listen to the way that the young guys talk in the football clubs, in the social groups and so forth. There's a reason why they've been nicknamed Generation Zyklone, because they simply do not believe anything that they're being taught in school. They don't even believe in sort of the reasonable civic nationalism that you and I tend to believe.
No, you're right. They're very, very cynical, and even the minorities, who are the majority now, below 40, they don't buy stuff either. It's I don't think the establishment realizes they have completely lost the youth.
No, there's no question they have. I mean, you know, it's very, very simple. When you're told one thing and you experience the direct opposite, you're not going to believe anything else that authority tells you. And so, you know, it's very easy for people of our generation to talk about this whole shiny, equalitarian, non-racial.
But the left flipped the script and totally betrayed that. And so let's just say it. It's making everybody get real tribal real quick.
It's partly that, but it's also partly the fact that there's 16.5 million post-1965 immigrants. I mean, this is the largest migration in human history. And as the great military historian Martin Van Creveld writes, migration always leads to war. Human movement always leads to war.
That's what causes all the wars.
Certainly a high percentage of them.
So basically, and Trump gets that, so does the Pentagon, not that they're perfect. We're going to a major destabilization. Even if we try to fix things, we're looking at really dangerous next three decades. And instead, the left's trying to make it as bad as possible for short-term gain. They are insane.
Well, if they had any grasp of consequences, if they were able to follow a logical train of thought, they wouldn't be leftists. And so we just have to deal with the reality that warning them is not going to help. That
they seem to think we warn them lovingly that we're weak. We're like, no, we just don't want to endanger our own lives destroying them.
Precisely. But the fact is that warning them hasn't worked for the last 30 years. Republicans have been saying, oh, you're not going to like the consequences. Well, guess what? They don't understand the consequences, so warning them doesn't do you any good.
So let's talk about time frames here for societal collapse and meltdown. If the Trump nationalist experiment doesn't work, which is a valiant effort, but it will probably fail.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNlive.com.
It's Alex Jones.
Look, I want to be a cheerleader for Trump. And the guy is awesome. I mean, he's really hitting his stride now. His work ethic, everything he's done, it's so focused, it's pragmatic. He's just the real deal. He's pro-human. I'm very honored to be persecuted alongside him with all of you. But Vox Day, researcher, writer, a smart guy is here with us. You see the Federal Reserve saying in Reuters, oh, we're going to stop the prosperity. We're going to raise interest rates really high to stop Trump. I mean, that's in Reuters here today. So we just have to realize that everyone should be totally behind Trump. China is working with the Vatican to dox real Catholics and kill them. And it's like the Pope's a good... I mean, the stuff going on is so manifestly evil that the fact that we're barely winning right now shows the idea that the West projects its own superiority and culture onto everything else. And then we sit here, and then meanwhile, it's not superior. That's why people all want to come here. And I'm not putting anybody down, but those cultures never ignited the way we did. Then you get into debates about, well, you're cave people. I don't care. I love everybody. I want freedom. There are great people in every culture, every region. The point is the globalists are at war with the West because it's where the Christians said we're not going to have slavery. It's where women got the right to vote. So the authoritarians can't beat that, so they flip it and create all these twisted rights. It's in their own admissions they're totally wicked. So, Vox, I want to give us some positive news here. But first, long-term prognosis of why you're saying that the weakness of humanity and the sinful nature, I guess, at the end of the day, let's look at the bad prognosis versus the good. And then in the short term, you're a proponent of red wave. I believe it, unless the election fraud is just over the top as a seawall. So let's look at the bad long term, the good short term with Vox Day.
The bad long term is that I would expect the USA to break apart as a political entity in the 2033 timeframe. And that's based on the economic situation. It's based on the average lifespan of currencies. And everything that I've seen, this is a prediction I made about 14 years ago, and everything that I've seen indicates that it's on track.
Oh, the globalists even plan that. But can't we, let's just say it. We want freedom, but we're dealing with authoritarian outside forces. If we crack down, and we have to figure out the way to do that culturally to create a new level playing field, if we crack down on the tyranny and the outside forces, we could probably get around that.
Yeah, there's a good chance. But the problem is that even as great and as insightful a leader as Donald Trump is not really looking at the real issues as far as I understand. In Europe, there are leaders who are looking directly at the demographic issues, who are looking at doing what they call reportations, which is returning a lot of the refugees and migrants and economic migrants and even citizens to their former countries. That's a whole debate that doesn't even exist in the United States. And I don't know that it can exist in the United States because of our historical friendly attitude towards immigration and the fact that there's no strong nativist nationalist party in the States.
And let's be clear, isn't it because Soros and the UN are weaponizing the third world that is doomed to fail, A, then B? Isn't Russia, though, with their collapsing population, all the problems, the model, can they be successful realizing that this was an exterminism plan? Can the Russian model be successful, and could it be duplicated?
Yes, the Russian model, first of all, the Russian nation is not dying. The Russian nation
Under the globalists, they wanted to.
Oh, yeah, the globalists wanted to. But under Putin, the average lifespan in Russia has increased dramatically. And a strong pro-Christian, pro-nationalist government can significantly change things. You know, a lot of people, when they talk about a nation dying, it's really ridiculous, because if you look at how many people there are, there's far more people in every country than there's ever been. Britain ruled, you know, Britain established the empire in which the sun never set with far fewer white British people than they have today.
Because they had will.
And so it's right, because they had will, and they had cultural confidence, and because they had hope, and they had faith. And we need to see a revival of muscular Christianity. We need to see a revival of national pride.
Because if we don't, we will be conquered. That's the way the world works.
Precisely.
But you see the ignition of populism and Christianity happening again. And the pedophile-controlled Catholic Church in trouble. I mean, I'm seeing a lot of really good signs, Fox.
Well, there are good signs. I mean, but the problem is, what a lot of people don't seem to understand is that winning is going to involve conflict. And we've gone a long, long time in the United States without having to deal with war directly on our doorstep.
And I agree. So let's, if men aren't even willing to have politically correct people attack them, or to be banned, or to have them go up your bank account, you'll never stand up when the rubber meets the road. So what's your message to men about how we wage war against globalism now?
I think the most important thing is to not be afraid. You know, my grandfather volunteered for the U.S. Marines the day after Pearl Harbor. And one thing he told me was that when you're on a beach and there's a bunch of people shooting at you and everybody looks at you to see what to do, he said, just do something. He said, it doesn't even matter what. Pick something, do it, and the next thing you know, 30 men will be right there behind you.
Exactly. Take action.
And it doesn't necessarily our action is. The idea that, you know, sitting around playing armchair strategist is somehow going to change the world is ridiculous. What changes the world is people acting, people doing things.
I totally agree, because your conscious brain doesn't know what to do. Your subconscious does. And once you go into action, you're going to find that's some of the most directed action you'll ever have, is when you're not even thinking.
Well, not only that, but, you know, if something works, then you reinforce success. If something doesn't work, then you do something else. It's not rocket science. But unfortunately, we're so used to abstracting things and trying to plan things and trying to figure out all the possible alternatives, which is not possible, that we tend to paralyze ourselves.
No, I totally agree. Get out of the catatonic state. Move. Move. That's the answer.
Yeah, and so, you know, you get shut down by Twitter, go on to Gab, go on to One Way. You get shut down by YouTube, go on to BitChute. You get shut down by PayPal, talk to Stripe, create your own payment processor. Just do something.
And go back to YouTube under pen names or whatever you have to, and then go protest at YouTube, and then sue YouTube, and sue PayPal, and other things that are coming. We'll be right back with Vox Day. Stay with us. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com, in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients. But it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200. or the formulae. And I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com and your purchase funds the operation.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi, I'm Craig Sammet, Chief Clinical Officer from Anthem. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why the Anthem Foundation supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
You got it.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
So, Twitter has banned everybody from myself to James Woods to you name it, what they claim is racist or hateful or aggressive or demeaning. Now they say dehumanizing. But there's stories up on InfoWars.com that show the Antifa group that's been doxing Gavin McGinnis and saying terrible things about him and his family and how they're going to kill him and saying they're going to kill the vice president and doing all these other horrible things and chasing Ted Cruz out of restaurants with his wife. They are all over Twitter calling for violence, but they get to stay up. But now a new nebulous term, ban dehumanizing speech. Major hospitals are refusing to call newborn baby boys and girls. That's dehumanizing. Attacking the very biological foundation of the species. Attacking reality itself. But oh, don't worry, Jack. Dorsey's going to ban what they call dehumanizing and leave people up. I mean, I've got an article here about this MSNBC host attacking some white lady, saying that she was saying racist things she didn't, and saying, I want to kill you, you're a piece of crap, you should be murdered. Twitter leaves that up. So it's the craziest stuff. If I run into a CNN reporter who's been lobbying to have me banned, and I go, how dare you, you're a modern book burner, that is so disgusting. In a public place, he's a man, I'm banned for attacking a protected group. Now, journalists, oh, they can lie about the president all day, he calls them liars. That's attacking the press and free speech. No, countering liars and saying you're liars is free speech. But that's the spin. Oh, I've got free speech. Don't restrict my speech. The left means don't disagree with me while I hit you over the head with a bike lock. Now, we sell the first four installments. Two more are coming out. We have sold out, I think, twice of these. So it's very, very popular. It's great for your children, great for your teenagers, great for you. Really great artwork. And it also shows women very, very empowered, but also very, very feminine, that they don't look like men. Alt Hero, number one, Crackdown. We've got Alt Hero, number two, Rebel Cell. Number three, Reprisal. Number four, The War in Paris. They're all available at InfoWarsStore.com. And I'm sure they'll sell out in a couple days. You can always get them over at Vox Day's website as well. But let's talk about the culture war then in the short term. I do think you agree we're winning globally because we're starting to fight back. My God, we're selling freedom and truly open societies and, you know, things that really have been proven to work. So the fact that we finally show up shows why we're winning. Let's talk about the comic books and why it upsets the establishment, because no one dared have nationalistic or patriotic or common sense comics. So surprise, surprise, they're already bestsellers. And what type of opposition have you run into? And then let's get more into the red wave.
Well, right now, there's a tremendous amount of attack on right wing and not really even right wing. They're basically moderates. But in the comics industry terms, the comic industry is so far left that they consider these guys, you know, to be hard extremist right, which is rather amusing. Marvel and DC have continued to move to the left, and so they're pushing things like transgenderism in Batgirl. They're pushing homosexuality in a number of different comics and so forth. And so people have reacted really badly to this because they're actually eliminating and destroying a lot of the old characters that people liked. You know, Wolverine's replaced by a girl. Thor is replaced by a woman. Spider-Man's replaced by a gay Hispanic kid. It's just, and they're bringing in all kinds of anti-American messages intentionally. In fact, the incredible thing is that the vice president, Marvel's vice president of content creation, is actually Huma Abedin's cousin. And so, you know, that's a connection you never see them drawing in the media. And what's interesting is that the fans are revolting against this. And so, you know, if you go on to places like, you know, Kickstarter and Indiegogo, you can see that these independent comics are exploding in popularity. You know, there's one guy, we don't get along terribly well, but he's been extremely successful. A former DC artist named Ethan Van Sciver. His Indiegogo campaign raised over 500,000. And so it's because people are so tired of
the orthodoxy. It's not even barrage. Left or right. And here's the deal. You want your kids to have comic books where it's not, it wouldn't all be about sex anyways. You don't want to sexualize children. It's like I was reading an article today about another library, and the adult section is having drag queens there to pole dance for children. And they're like, oh, you're against drag queens. I'm against sexualizing children, but oh, as long as it's LGBT, it's okay to do this to kids. And literally, it's recruiting kids into that, which is pedophilia. I mean, it's just amazing to see this happening. So continuing, tell us about Alt Hero, and because I know they've been a big success so far.
Yeah, Alt Hero is our series that is designed to portray the battle between the globalist and the nationalist perspectives. Now, a lot of people were very surprised when they read it because they were expecting some sort of polemic or screed or polar opposite of what you get from Marvel or DC. But we didn't do that, and we don't do that because you can't tell a good story that way. You know, the only way that you can tell a good story is by allowing the characters and the perspective to speak honestly for itself. So, for example, Captain Europa, who's the EU superhero who's on the cover of The War in Paris, some of his dialogue is actually words that were spoken by Emmanuel Macron, the current president of France, who is, of course, very strong pro-EU, very much a globalist and that sort of thing. You cannot engage in an honest debate if you do not present both sides accurately and honestly. Now, there's obviously no question about which side I'm on, but the ironic fact is we present a better and more honest argument for globalism than most of the globalists do, because you know they're not willing to speak openly about what it is that they want to do and why they want to do it and why they believe that's the right thing for mankind. You know, they genuinely believe that this is what's necessary to prevent war. You know, there is an idealism.
Well, but that's their cover. Like Emperor Palpatine says, "I want total tyranny, so we'll have peace." I mean, that's the sick argument. Is there's no free will, there'll be peace. But these people I found are very, very monstrous. And you also are courting SPLC demonization by one of your characters sports the Confederate battle flag. So tell us about that.
Well, actually, in that case, we had to avoid doing that. You know, it's acceptable to have the mask. Originally, we had her full outfit, like the Confederate flag, but because Amazon has a no Confederate flag policy, if we wanted to allow it to be sold there, we had to, you know, you can see there, she's just wearing a
black hat. Which I understand why you do that, but now it's the okay symbol. Now it's, they're just constantly, now a federal judge says, is America first racist? Maybe that should be banned. Here's a Bloomberg article. So you see how they just can keep adding new, like, don't say Alex Jones or you get banned. It never ends.
Oh, there's no question. But that's why we need to build our own platforms. You know, that's why we need to go our own way. Because one of the problem with the conservative approach over the past 50 years is that it's been constant retreat, but trying to remain engaged. And there's no possible way to win there. You know, you're not going to beat Google while you're playing Google's game. You're not going to beat Google by appearing on YouTube.
No, I totally agree. You only use those platforms to help drive people to your big platform. And that's how you defeat them. Vox Day's our guest. We're in the middle of this 16-hour broadcast that goes to midnight tonight. Stand with Trump, stand with InfoWars, stand with free speech. Whatever you do, listen on AM, FM, radio, TV, spread those links. I know I keep saying it, but you're the reason we're winning, folks. You're the reason. You're overriding the censors.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I'll answer my question from earlier. Vox did a pretty good job of it from another angle. They hate me because they hate you. And this is a broadcast where we can talk. We have all these great guests on. We have the callers. We have community. And I genuinely am not scared of them. I'm genuinely having fun fighting them. I'm genuinely getting stronger as they attack me. Even in some ways as I get weaker. And so that's what angers them, because what Vox said is critical. If you want to understand authoritarians, devil worshippers, Aleister Crowley types, they're all backstabbing, lying, dishonorable, very alone people that all just virtue signal to each other and screw each other over all day long. And so our mere existence infuriates them. So they believe they can absorb us, kind of like Tarankawa Indians, you know, would catch sailors, you know, Spanish sailors that crashed in Galveston 500 years ago and, you know, eat their livers or brains. They thought they were taking on their power. And it really is. Like, I see somebody with a great-looking wife and successful business. I think, man, that's a really great person. Our species is strong, you know, and somebody that stands up for what's right. You know, I admire them. Other people's strength or beauty doesn't make me feel small. I'm an individualist, but I feel this collective strength in them. Just like I see weakness and corruption, it makes me feel weak. seeing strength makes me feel strong. Not a globalist. They love fluoride in your water. They love giving you a vaccine they know is going to give you a neurological disorder. There's all these big studies out even today about fluoride and vaccines causing brain damage. That's what they do. Because they hate themselves so much, they're projecting. So know this. We're living in epic times. We're on this planet. We're in one hell of an adventure. The real adventure is happening now in the real world, not on Netflix, you know, not whatever. But you see all entertainment being poisonous because it's globalist control. Well, entertainment, jacking into it from the other angle, like these comic books and InfoWarsStore.com, is a great way to get these and then donate them to the library. They'll get read hundreds of times. Get them and send them with your children to school to give away. This is really how you change the world, ladies and gentlemen, and that's why they're so horrified. And then separately, I mean, I really should be plugging every segment because they're trying to financially shut us down. But you've been coming through. You've been buying a lot of products and things. We're trying to take our payment processors away right now. And, you know, that's the next level of tyrannies, barring folks from the marketplace. You know, they call us Nazis all day, but that's what the Nazis actually did. So we do have X2, the best halogen out there, the good halogen, the best purest iodine, and it is the last run of it. And it's still 25% off. So I haven't changed the special yet. That's going to end very soon. You've got Brain Force Plus. 20% more now in each bottle. Great nootropic, very healthy, amazing, works great. So you get a lot of energy and stuff, but not the, you know, the toxic side effects of it or the crash. That's 40% off right now. That's a big special. We've got our great vitamin B12 that's organic and really high quality. Secret 12, that is 40% off right now. Just a bunch of other products at InfoWarsStore.com. And if you go there and keep buying the products or sign up for auto ships, so you don't have to forget for the coffee and the supplements, then cancel any time. You get an additional 10% off. You have Patriot points. You set up an account. It just, when you order, just click you want Patriot points. It goes right in your account, InfoWarsStore.com. And there's just a lot of other things there that make it easy to support this broadcast. Because believe me, at the end of the day, I'm not worried about losing InfoWars or whatever happens to me. I'm worried about them winning. And so we need wind in our sails. We need gunpowder in our political cannons. And you're the ones that provide that, like jets for bombing sorties. You're loading the fuel. You're loading the bombs. I mean, you're not beside us. You're at the heart of us. So InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. So, Vox, in closing, we got about 6 minutes left. I've been raising a lot of topics here. You got some of the red wave. Can you comment more on what you really think is going to happen with this election? And then just any other points, because I've been guiding the conversation you'd like to relay to folks.
Well, to address the blue wave concept, I said from the beginning that it was ridiculous. I never bought it for a second. I have been predicting a Trump slide in 2020 for some time now. And you may recall that I was one of the very few observers who said that Trump was going to win the presidential election and, you know, never wavered from that from, I think, February 2015. The reason that the Democrats are going to be very disappointed in the midterms is because the economy has been doing well. Donald Trump has maintained enthusiasm among his supporters, even though he hasn't been as effective at either draining the swamp or building the wall as we would have liked him to be. You know, the biggest mistake that Trump has made, and I don't want to be too critical here because, like I said, he has proven himself so far to be the best president of the 20th
century. He's facing total mutiny.
Right. The biggest mistake that he's made is that he didn't watch his six. He didn't bring in...
No, you're right. He should have brought in acolytes, not people out of the swamp.
Exactly. You know, he got sucked into believing that he needed people with experience and people with credentials. He didn't. All he needed and all he needs
loyalty.
are people who will do exactly what he tells them to do. And, you know, if I were advising him, I would suggest fire everybody and get a bunch of 25-year-old, hardcore, true-believing loyalists, and they'll figure out how to do whatever it is they need to do their jobs. You know, they don't need to have been at the FBI for 30 years to know how to do their job. They
don't agree. Look at Strzok. He's a total mental patient. You don't want to, and I get Trump wanted navigators, like you get, you know, a Native American group to take you, Lewis and Clark across. He needs a few goblin guides here. But you just can't bring in all the swamp guys and think because you're sharing power, they're not going to backstab you. Their nature is that they're all creatures of their system, and so they're all complete backstabbers.
Well, there's the old English television show that is very educational in this regard. It's called Yes Minister, and then it was called Yes Prime Minister was the follow-up. And the whole joke was that the elected officials had no power and that the bureaucrats spent their entire time doing exactly whatever they thought best and then convincing the minister that what they wanted to do was really his idea. And that he had no other choice but to do what they wanted. So this is not a new concept. This is something that, you know, goes back decades. And so, you know, unfortunately, we've seen the price of that. We've seen the problem with that because no matter how
totally arrogant nobodies in a culture of all sucking each other's tallywhackers. I mean, that's what they do. It's just it's a sick, sick culture of sycophantic nobodies.
But I actually think that it's normal in a bureaucracy to sort of ignore the elected official who's only going to be there for a period of time. And, you know, in some ways it might have been better if he'd gone back to the Andrew Jackson system of spoils where you bring in your loyalists, get rid of all the bureaucrats, and then you can, you know, get your agenda passed. So I think that what Trump needs to do is he needs to trust himself, and he needs to stop assuming that you can convince people and that you can negotiate and that sort of thing. He just needs people that will do exactly what
he wants.
Oh,
look how he threatened to release the secret documents, and they all started groveling. I agree with you. What do you think in the next 40 days they're going to try to pull to try to derail this? Because they're really, I mean, if Kavanaugh gets confirmed, which I think is going to happen, they are going to go into meltdown mode.
Oh, there's no question. But I think that they're going to behave themselves to a certain extent because they genuinely believe in this mythical blue wave. And so they think that they're going to get a Democratic House and possibly a Democratic Senate and impeach him. And there is no chance in hell that that's going to happen.
And I agree with you. So the insanity is going to continue to intensify. And I think that's our biggest hope. I'm not glad they're going to do it, but I think they're going to go so far that that will countermand normal political reshuffling. But I think their extremism, their bullying, will force the full realignment. I think the Democrats are our best ally.
To a certain extent. But the problem on the Republican side is that they have not yet fully embraced the identity politics that they're going to have to embrace if they want to remain competitive. You know, running around anointing every, you know, black pseudo-conservative that you can find and immediately handing them a show on Fox or a congressional district isn't going to work. It's never worked. And so what they need to understand is that the people who are for you, people who are not, and that's the way it's
going
to be.
Let's do five more minutes. I agree with part of that, but I got to tell you, so-called minorities are really seeing through this, and they want freedom, too. And a lot of our listeners are black, Hispanic, and they totally see through this crap. And they don't want to be in a racist America. They want a future for their kids. But I agree, there are plenty of racists, too.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.